Hey guys, it's your girl Sweetie, and you're listening to Sweet Talk.
And this is Scan.
And this is Little Bit.
And today we have two special guests. One is a returning guest, Mr. Marcus.
good damn evening.
Coded 101. And we have a new guest, Hey Cutie. She is from the Drink Till We're Married podcast.
Hello.
One of my podcasts, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Thank you for coming and being here with us. All right. So today, my paraphilia of the week is going to be pygophilia, which is the attraction to the human butt.
Human what?
That's butt. Me.
Butt.
Butts.
Me too.
I love a good butt.
It, man. And they don't want you to touch it. I just want to rub it.
Would you say that was Sir Mixophilia?
Sir Mixophilia.
I ain't hear you. I ain't hearing from here. That's deep.
Pygophilia.
Like a nice ass.
Butt. I love a nice butt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like my butt. So when I get to see a nice, round, plump, give it a little squeeze, just a little one.
Just a little one? Just a tiny one?
Nothing.
Not a whole plumful, just a tiny one?
Yeah, just a little.
Okay.
All right, yeah, what's the position of the week?
All right, so for the position of the week, we actually have the standing 69. Now, listen now. You got to have some strength to be able to do this. I don't think this is something that everybody could do, because literally the man is holding the female upside down while he's pleasuring her.
They're pleasuring each other.
That takes a lot of trust.
Right. Basically, really, that's the description right there. The male standing up, female is upside down. He is holding her by her waist and her bottom. As he's pleasuring her eating that plate, she is going in and slobbing the knob at the same time. That sounds like a lot of fun, though.
No, I would try it.
Yeah, because you little.
Right. I'm like, not my heavy ass. No.
See, this is the thing, right?
I'm going to break my neck. Somebody's going to drop my ass.
Right. But I found a trick. Now, you need upper body strength to do this. So instead of the female, like, holding the male by his legs, the female just put her hands on the floor. So you're in like a headstand position. Mm-hmm. Correct. So now you're able to balance yourself. You're able to hold yourself up. You don't have to worry about him letting you fall, because you're also helping him control the momentum of your body as well.
That's not going to work if he's too tall.
Right. I was about to say, I do that move by the niggas' ankles. Like, it's not going to work.
Of course, it's going to have to be people that are taller. Everybody's taller than me a little bit. I mean, dang. I'm only 5 feet.
Y'all need them shorter niggas and leave the tall ones to us, please.
Please.
Oh my
please.
God.
I don't want the short
I'm not addressing that.
We talked about it last week.
People like what they like.
I know
nothing about that.
I need to be able to look up. If I'm not looking up, then I don't want it. Sorry, honey, you're going to have to share them.
Well, then you can't do a handstand.
That's okay. I'm small enough to hold me up.
Hey, work. Look, so this type of thing is definitely just more incentive for people to just work out more. Like, you know what I'm saying? mean, because, damn, I mean, half Google, the list. So I haven't seen this list, but I'm sure 80%+ of the list requires some sort of balance, yoga, expertise. Somebody got to do something that they not. So I can, you know, the funny part is when you see it photographed, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that looks, yeah. But then I would love to see a blooper reel of just people, regular ass people in America, just trying that shit, banging their head, dressers upside down, hitting their back on shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, this should be a prerequisite course in yoga, balance, meditation, push-ups, all of that. Like, there's
got to
be a...
Oh, hey, listeners, feel free to send me any blooper reels. I will thoroughly enjoy that. So
that's what I'm saying.
@gmail.com.
I'm going to look for it.
All right, what's our zodiac sexual compatibility of the week?
Zodiac sexual compatibility of the week. Hey, cutie, what is your sign?
I am on the cusp of Scorpio and Sagittarius.
Okay. So we shall do Scorpio then.
Okay.
All right. Everyone knows Scorpios are freaks, but not everyone understands that they are discerning freaks. The mysterious, intense Scorpio may be a horn dog, but prefers celibacy to casual sex. They're interested in transformative lovemaking, not just 20 minutes of missionary. It must be more than sex and love. It must be a greater connection. The sexy Scorpion, who doesn't understand the phrase, shades of gray, is either totally uninterested in you or focused entirely on you. Once they have decided that you are the one, they'll show you undying love and darkly erotic action. If you want to be with a Scorpio, start working on your stamina. Embrace yourself. Sexually compatible signs: Cancer, Pisces, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius.
Most of them.
Turn-ons. Understanding. When you know your Scorpio sweetheart likes, do it for them. And if you're curious about bondage, this would be the sign to whom you could hopefully offer a rope and a whip. Scorpios aren't scared of a little kink. Turnoffs: naysayers, dullards, and pushy people. If you think or attempt to assert that you're in control, the Scorpio will kick you to the curb. Got it?
I like it. I like that.
Damn.
Spot on.
I was just about to say, was that accurate?
Pretty accurate, yes.
Hold on, let me ask a question. So, Miss Cutie, right? Listen.
Yes.
Do you feel that all, are you a believer that all, like, for example, Scorpio is a sexual, et cetera, or are you a believer in, like, the deeper astrology where it depends on the time and, you know, the different houses and things like that? Because I think a lot of times it can get cookie cutter, and I'm sure there's a lot of variation. So would you consider yourself like following the stereotypical Scorpio traits?
No, like I said, so I'm on the cusp. I do identify more with Scorpio just based on, I would say, maybe the surface level characteristics. But I've had a reading done by one of our friends from college, Gordon.
Okay.
And so I'm very familiar with, like, the deeper levels of it. Oh, dude, I love that episode. It's one of my favorite ones. Yes. So, yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions, Mr. Marcus?
No. Speaking of that, yeah, I saw a meme. They did that for Jada in August, too.
Yeah.
Her saying his name that way, and then they had a picture, what's it, Eartha Kitt or whatever.
So, oh, I didn't see that
not
one.
Not the segue, y'all, but I'll send that to you.
I definitely saw that. So if you if you haven't figured it out, today's topic is going to be the whole outing people, even though we talked about this before. The situation with Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith, and August Alsina. So if you haven't seen the interview that August Alsina did with Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, check it out. There's a segment where they talk about his relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith and the consent that he got from Will Smith. So does anybody want to start on how they felt about that that interview?
Even though it was interesting to watch, he still should have kept that shit to himself.
I
would agree. I don't even understand. So I watched the interview this morning, and I guess Angela asked him specifically about it,
mm-hmm.
but he because knew that question. Rumors. But he knew it was coming. It was probably, you know, he wanted to answer that question, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah, like he was prepared for it, like as if she gave him a list of questions that she was going to ask, and he was mm-hmm. like,
I think he fell in love with her and they couldn't see each other anymore. Period.
I just so
my goddamn husband.
Now I he really knew that though.
I feel like she had a bond with him that probably was as deep as he may have described it, right? But I feel like because of him not understanding fully what type of relationship her and Will really have, like you can say you get it and you're gonna be like, oh, he gave me consent, you know, I'm part of the family now, blah, blah, blah. You know, those are usually considered as like a unicorn. Unicorns don't always get an opportunity to stay part of the family, especially right. if you become too attached. This right. is not poly. This is extracurricular activity,
right?
From my understanding. That's what that seems like to me. And I'm sure she had a wonderful bond with him. I'm sure he got really close to the family. But unfortunately, I also think that he was not prepared for what the actual outcome was going to be. And now that he's where he's at, he's in a position where his career is now starting up again. I don't want to say that that's why he said it. I kind of feel like it's both ways. I felt like he thought he was putting his heart out there on the table for her just to make it known that I did feel this way about you, regardless of whatever the case may be, and I'm going to tell the truth for what it was. But at the same time, it was messy. Like, you should have left it alone. And if you really wanted to talk about it, because I felt like he really was not able to get a lot of things off his chest when it ended, and he chose the wrong place and the wrong time to do that. It was not the right time.
So do we find that? Okay. So I saw a post today saying if it was reversed and it was Will Smith dating a 20-year-old, it would be like an issue. Mm-hmm. So do we find that the age should be an issue?
I think that in his situation, his youth messed him up. Like, he wasn't experienced enough to be in that kind of situation. With
Correct.
Those yeah. people who are rumored Clearly. To be experienced in that.
That's right. their lifestyle. Did you right. see the post by, what's her name? Big Head from Martin. Tisha Campbell. Yes. Sorry.
Big Head from Martin. Tommy, a lot of them motherfuckers. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But she was like alluding to, you know, like, oh, finally, you know, someone.
Out of them,
yeah, yeah, but she was like, they're never going to admit to it. So,
well, Jada says she's gonna do a red table talk and she's bringing herself to the table.
That doesn't mean she's gonna admit to it. I think she's
she already denied it though,
yeah. So, that's gonna continue to deny it, and then August is gonna bring receipts, he's gonna bring screenshots, messages.
But we've seen the pictures.
I think we shouldn't talk about it. I'm gonna be honest with you, I think. She needs to be like Homer Simpson and slowly back her ass into the bushes. Don't say a damn word.
Speaking of Homer Simpson, why did he have the haircut of Marge's sister? Like, why is doing that? We can leave that somewhere. I didn't appreciate it.
With the colors. Yeah. Like, what was with the colors?
Mad colorful. So he was like Krusty the Clown colors sister's hairstyle and the whole joint. I was like, God damn, what are we doing there?
I just feel like, I feel like if you sign up for that type of situation and you know before going in that they are very private about their life and what they do, why would you then sign up for that situation and then talk about it?
Like, I'm surprised there was no NDA.
That's what I was just about to say. Why didn't you make him sign
right.
up? But it don't matter though. He would have violated anyway.
Yeah, he probably would have because he.
I definitely want to get to, like, you know, later on as I check out more and more of the psychological underpinnings of it. But I do know him to be. It was just a bad combination because his history is extreme. Like his mm-hmm. as far as his. History There's things he's gone through. His issues with his mother, and then you have this older lady, you know, what I'm saying,
to him.
Nurturing, and then the combination too. When you look at Jada, she's one of the few what I call stargates. So you know how okay, women have a vagina, right? Some women have, and then but. People, Erykah Badu, Jada, there's some, it's like a stargate. It changes people. right? And there's an intense. Are
you crazy? They got special power pussy.
Yeah, I'm only familiar with Erica. We put Jada in that class too.
Yeah,
Luke literally said that he was jealous of Tupac because right. of a dead man. Because of the relationship she had with him. Like, she makes niggas crazy too. She just stuck with the one man. That's all.
Wait a minute. Who was jealous of Tupac?
Will Smith.
Oh, he should have though.
But I think that was more when he was alive. He was jealous of him.
No, even in, I thought it was even in death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the connection she had with him. But let her tell it. Right. She ain't never fucked Tupac.
She said they never fucked, but I don't believe her, ever.
He's dead now.
Right.
He can't
tell his side of the story.
Right?
Even if they didn't, I think she has an intensity about her that is to be noted. Like, just as far as the depth of her relationships, her connections, she's real small. She got these real intense eyes, and like, she's something just about her aura is real. It's real otherworldly, right? So when you mix that with the fragility of August Alsina's mindset, and most times, like, he's fragile. Like, whenever I see, even in that interview, it seemed like he was shaky in the voice. He's kind of
He looked like he was ready to cry.
Frail with it. As an emotional, he's not the emotional vessel you would want to look for as one of the top Black couples and icons in an industry who, like y'all said before, who are used to a certain type of discretion, used to portraying a certain image, millions of dollars on the line as far as anything associated with them, their family, their royalty when it comes to, you know, Black community and beyond. And then you have somebody who has been through so many things, and you become, as Jada, his source of love for his entire life. Because if you listen to the interview, he talks about, you know, I wish my mom could have loved me. I wish she could have loved me in this way. I wish she was capable. And he just didn't receive that.
He didn't have so many dad. Yeah. He
spoke of also being molested as a child.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So you combine all of that.
Sister. It was like he had a lot of traumatic situations happen in his life. So I think that just looking at how she is as far as on her show, you know, she's a very intellectual individual as well, and very, like, her heart, like, she's a very caring person. Like, you can tell that she has an overwhelming type of energy of love and this kind of thing. Like, he put in the same category, I guess, with Erykah Badu and the rest of them. So on, if that's what you want to call it. But, and then he's young. Yeah. Honestly, I think that was her biggest mistake. She should have just messed with a grown-ass man. I mean, you know, and I'm not even saying he didn't probably give it to her like she wanted it, and they probably didn't have some type of connection. But it's mental-wise, he got whipped. He got stuck. Mm-hmm. He got stuck on an older woman who already knew she wanted. And then she had her house. You know what I mean? Like, she controlled the variables. She created the boundaries. All he had to do was show up. With dick in hand.
But I think she has a responsibility to bring it to the red table because she brings everybody else there. So she can't just not do it because it's her.
I'm curious on the spin that she's going to put on it, because she's going to put a spin.
But how are you going to have this conversation in front of your daughter?
But they used to crossing boundaries. You already know. You could tell by earlier patterns. Boundaries don't mean it. They create their own boundaries. And that's part of just the psyche of them being so prominent and so talented and being so confident as far as
their lives and their stuff. Yeah.
They do what they want to do and justify it some kind of way. Mel, but my question to you guys is, what are your predictions on what she's going to say? Because she's boxed herself into a certain point where she can't renege on denying it. She already denied it publicly, right? And then so I think Will did too. So with that being out there, she can't go on any color table and be like, nah, it really happened, because then your show's over. Now you lying to everybody. So she can't do that. But like, how do you think she's gonna say? How do you think she's she's gonna put it, and she's gonna press.
This morning on her Twitter, she said there is some healing that needs to happen, so I'm bringing myself to the red table.
I see a hand on the bottom.
I know. I see a hand.
Do you know how I think she's gonna spin it? This is how I think she's gonna spin it. They did deny it, but you know what they're only going to deny? That he came to Will with requesting for permission and that he was involved thoroughly within the family, like they knew about it. I really feel like she's gonna turn around and be like, well, this was during the time that me and Will were on an ups and downs with our marriage. And at that time we left it open to the possibility of seeing others. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's gonna be some type of justification to get people to be like, oh, well, that makes sense.
She pretty much already said.
She's not going to admit that it was on some openly, yes, he knew, we humped in the guest room down the hallway to the left. She's not going to admit that.
She pretty much already said on the red table in front of her mother and her daughter, she said that with Will, they were talking about their situation. She said that they would never break up, that if they lived under the same house, her on one end with somebody else and him on the other end with somebody else, they were still going to be together in the same house.
Yep. And that is the best way to explain to people without telling them you're part of a lifestyle.
I think she's going to probably
say that to where normal people can understand it and make sense of it. If you say it any other way, they're going to turn it into taboo.
I think she's going to maybe try to say, oh, it started as a mentor, you know, mentee type of situation.
I think he read too much into this situation.
I hope he doesn't say that, because she's going to look like a predator, because he's young.
Right.
No one allowed his son to be mentored by her in the future. Okay?
My thing is,
I told him all I could. Even the upside down 69. We had exactly. Every Thursday night. It was, right? I was his tutor.
But how did their paths even cross?
That's the curious thing. Because when I first started even seeing them in pictures together, I was like, how the fuck did they get to know each other?
Right.
Entertainment, probably at a show, some type of concert or a cat, or like some type of venue where they all get invitations to. You'd like be surprised how often they cross paths. Yeah, he's new to them.
And they might not have even been in the same building because, again, these stargates have a 50-mile radius, or their aura carries for about 50 miles at a time. So it's like a moving, you know, it's a really intense Wi-Fi. So he could have been anywhere in the vicinity and then maybe even heading home from a show and then just turned around, U-turn.
And it just pulled him, right? It just pulled him.
There's a supernova. I don't know what it is. I'm going to drive. I got to drive into it. I got to walk into the light. Who is that? And then
And then he was just there. He was just in Jada Pinkett's vagina. And she was just open.
Yeah. He was like, come hither. And then they did something. That was it, you know? Oh, damn.
Wasn't
so
he on the red table talk?
Huh?
Wasn't he on the red table talk at one point? Am I bugging?
I don't know.
I don't watch it, like, consistently, but... when he first got sick or when after he first got better,
he had a drug problem or something.
It was something about him being very ill, but I don't think it was something like he did to himself.
No, he had.
Nah, I think he was.
Yeah, he got really sick.
Hmm. Yeah, he got sick. I remember that. Yeah, he got sick. And he has a documentary too.
Yeah, that's what made him not do music for a while and then comes back with 27 songs. I'm not listening to 27 songs.
Now, wait a minute. I listened to Teyana Taylor's 23 songs in a bump. So I might, you know,
give him a chance.
But did Teyana Taylor get on a show and pour her heart out to some man that she was having sex with on the outside with her woman? No, I'm just saying, man, if y'all seen the interview, y'all can't tell me this man did not pour his damn heart out.
Yo, he looked like he was ready to cry a couple times.
You know, he had to.
Now, y'all putting some things together here. So, y'all think this was, because I know he seems very sincere, right? But I'm like, did his label put him up to this as like some kind of stunt to usher the album in? Like, because under the curtains, like to carry an album into this and be ushering in and releasing an album on the heels of this type of magnitude of a conversation that's so scandalous and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Seems very strategic. I don't see that, it, you know, happening without somebody guiding that.
Right. He was on Red Table Talk back in 2018.
Wait, what?
Say again.
He was on Red Table Talk back in 2018.
Which, okay. Okay. I'm actually looking through it too.
I was thinking the same thing when initially we started to talk about this, is that he has a new album coming out. And I was like, I would hate to think that he is using this as an opportunity to give an extra push and get his name back out. But honestly, it's just a little too convenient for it not to be. I really feel like it's a half and half situation. Like, the way he explained how he felt about the scenario and how he explained it, I really feel like it was genuine. But at the same time, he is looking at the fact that, honestly, I didn't even remember who he was until my homegirl told me a song. And then I was like, oh, shit. Well, can you fast forward to the part
this
where he talks
about the decision? Let me just say that.
Sorry. No worries.
Man, what the hell?
Trying to find this episode.
y'all some cramming asses. So what y'all did at school? Y'all was the day of the test, just in there. Let me get that book. Let me get the book. Oh, okay.
Definitely right. On the Red Table Talk.
Yes, he was, and it is. Yeah, it's an episode about addiction, which
I knew it. I knew I saw it. I think he was just the pills or something, and she was probably trying to help him with that. I think that's what they were talking about on the show, that she was helping him through that time in his life.
Oh, so he found another addiction.
Traded one for the other.
Oh, yeah, y'all can't let nobody go to Jada Pink. She can't coach y'all through nothing. She is using her vagina.
I mean, he was probably at a really vulnerable state, and she helped him through it, and then he fell in love. And she was probably not feeling the love from her husband at the time because they was going through whatever they was going through. And that's how it went down.
Now, is that an excuse, though?
No, that's my theory, but I don't think that's an excuse at all.
To further prove my point, now, you look at Andre 3000. We look at after their encounter with Erykah Badu, right? Stark difference. Right? If you do a split screen, Andre with the big jerseys on, big boy, afros and all that, and then you got the hey y'all, Andre with the ruffled cucumber pants on. Two different things. Now look. August Alsina, if you go to his first video, he don't have them orange waffle fries on top of his head at that particular point in time, in the timeline. So I'm just saying the before and after with these particular women, there's a stark difference. There's a galaxy difference. I think he went in, came out 2096, and then came back to 2020 with a lot of things to tell us. So it may be an album thing, and maybe, you know, maybe that, or it could be that, you know, he has a lot of dimensions of knowledge to give us, and maybe more interviews are coming. I don't really know.
I think it's a mix of both.
Hypothesis.
I definitely believe that the album is the reason he was meeting with Angela Yee to begin with. I think that she does her research she always does, and was like, I'm gonna bring this up since nobody's ever talked to him about it.
Right.
And he went
in. I can see it coming from that angle.
But she good at tripping somebody up.
So you
with the innocent face.
What'd you say, Scam?
You think he wasn't aware that she was going to ask him about
that? Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
I think he was fully. I think
he might have gotten a list of things that they were going to talk about. Because he was prepared. He was prepared to answer those questions.
Yeah.
He was.
But I know her. I know how she does her interviews. And she does a lot of research. She always got notes. Whenever she interviews anybody, she got notes of different points that she's going to hit.
And I think he's an easy target for a familiar journalist, because if he felt, I think he has so much to say. And that's what I'm saying. Like, just looking at his face, everything he's gone through, this is like a time where he was just ready to dump. You know, it's like somebody who...
He picked her. He picked her to interview him.
Right. No, that makes sense. And that's why I say familiar. Like right. If he feels comfort level with somebody, I think that he's just, you know, just going to open the floodgates. And then she could have asked him about anything. And he would have just went into it.
She also wasn't going to attack him or, do you know what I mean?
No, so he needed. She's not that tight.
Look, I'd have been all in that, trying to get all of
damn. So he'd have shut down though, because then you would have looked like his mom. You know what I mean? So like, if you triggering him to all that, he'd have shut the whole interview down.
But it's not really about a trigger. It's like you let him say whatever he wanted to say, but she didn't even have any real follow up questions to that. Okay. So to me, it was almost like he knew.
I wasn't expecting all of that though.
I don't know. I don't know. Because, I mean, everybody knew about the rumors.
Just like everybody else do. Like, oh, no, we're just family friends.
Mm, I guess.
And that's the other part of it, too. Y'all know, when you hurt by something, or like, allegedly, if they shut him down, if they had something and then they shut it down on him, who's he going to, where's the allegiance? Like, who is he loyal to at that point? He's already, you know, I guess for lack of a better word, scorned in a way, and so he's like, man, why am I holding my tongue now? There's no benefit to doing that at this point.
But did they say how it ended? Do we know?
I don't think so.
No, and we probably won't ever really know how it ended.
Yeah,
we'll pull the plug on that.
Right.
Jealous ass.
Started dating his wife again.
Jealous ass as well. Like, you know what? I do. Tupac, August, nobody. Nobody's getting it.
That young man was getting attached and was like, you need to let him go.
This is your problem.
Not anymore. You got to shake him off. Damn, she put him through withdrawal and everything. Poor baby.
I don't, we joking, but I don't want no more bad things to happen for my man at this point. Like, I don't think
he can take it.
Nah, he needed to go take a nap.
The whole thing has gone viral. I think it's going to be a problem for him.
I think this grown man's heart got broken. That's what I think. And this interview, and
I wouldn't be surprised if he don't do no more interviews.
I honestly, because of his health, and I know he says it's like stress brings on his issues. Like, dude, you should have just ignored that question.
You should have just said, we're just family friends, and left it at that.
Yeah.
But then she might have took a spin, you know, she might have tried to counter it with something, maybe, if she was
I mean, Jada, that's what Jada said about him before. He was close to the family, and that was that.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's the polished one. She's the media-trained queen of the spin. So you don't know what the hell happened after she... And that's the thing about their whole red table thing, man. I'm not... You know, people think, oh, she's going to give y'all some answers. Nah, this is being scripted. There's a writing team in a basement right now in L.A. somewhere writing her whole speech narrative, all of that.
Right.
This thing about the gut, y'all know nothing. It's going to be the deepest spin ever seen.
I can't wait to see it.
You here for it.
And you're going to have to read between everything. You're going to have to use a microscope on a computer.
But I mean, he was the same way.
We're still going to leave you with no answers.
But he didn't really answer anything. All he said was he loved her and he was hurt. I mean, honestly, if you listen to it, he didn't really say much either, in my opinion.
He didn't say.
Then why did he say, I got Will's permission? Permission to do what?
When he said that, remember, we were talking about it last night, how at the very beginning of that, after she, Angela asked that question, he said that sat down and he said it, something about not being romanticized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was he saying that?
Like, yeah, I think maybe he was saying that her and Will in that point
were not.
Mm-hmm. But it could have meant that he and her weren't being romantic, that they were just that friends. Point. Will approved of it.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, we don't know. We wasn't there. Yeah.
But should we even care? That's real. No. That's my question.
No,
we shouldn't. Because it's a great topic to talk about. Like but I said,
great content.
Right.
It was great to watch. It was. Yes. I'm going to admit it. I was sitting here all enthralled watching him shaking his pants. And I was like, oh, man, you're really shaking this bag of snakes, aren't you? But now you're going to go. Oh shit, he said Will's name. Oh, here we go. Open the bag of snakes.
He basically made it seem like Will was like, yeah, you can fuck Jada, I don't care.
Right.
You did.
Right.
Listen, let's get jiggy with it. We all right. We good. Get
jiggy with it.
Jiggy with it.
With a whole bag of gummy worms up under his hat, too. So it just it's a fluorescent nightmare. I couldn't.
I couldn't watch hair, it. Huh?
Yeah, I was offended.
Will was also accused of having a relationship with the young lady who played as Harley Quinn.
Oh, I did hear that. Yes.
Who?
Will Smith, and I don't know her name. Can somebody pull her name for me real quick?
Yeah.
Who plays as Harley Quinn?
On what show? I don't know.
On that movie that we're in.
Suicide Squad?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Okay.
Yeah.
Caucasian young lady.
Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they did another movie together called
Yes, Focus. Yes, yes. I saw that one.
Okay. They played as a romantic role in that movie too.
Right.
But they also posted a couple of random pictures of seeing them out and this, that, and the third. He was also talked about him doing around outside of Jada, and she was one of them.
And Jada was talked about that too when she was dealing with Jennifer Lopez's ex-husband. Mark, what's his name? Mark
Anthony?
Yeah.
Anthony.
They was in that TV show together.
Oh, yeah, they were.
And they said that was the reason that the TV show got canceled because they was fucking.
Who? Mark Anthony and Jada Pinkett?
Yes. It was like she was a nurse or something in that TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
Hawthorne.
I didn't hear that one.
I didn't hear that one either.
I remember that.
Oh, you were singing her lovely songs, huh?
He looks like a skeleton to me. Like, you couldn't even sneak up on him.
On the TV show.
Sing me a tune and close my eyes. That'll work. Anyway, I didn't know that was a thing either. I didn't know that Jada Pinkett and... I missed that one.
I remember that because I liked the show and I was mad that it wasn't coming back on. So I was trying to figure out why. That's why.
So would you rather be in an open relationship you know about, or would you rather not know?
Know about.
I need to know. I'm okay with open relationships. Like, we can do this. As long as what's good for the goose is good for the gander, I'm with it.
Correct.
If you are hiding and telling secrets, and keeping secrets and shit, then I can't trust you.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
And that's going to drive me crazy.
I would want to know, but I don't need to know details. I don't need to know, the extras. Because I'm just going to just assume that you would be responsible to make sure you have still high standards at some point. But I don't want to know the detail. I just want to know if you did. You know what I mean? That's just also because I'm the type of person, if you had sex yesterday with somebody else, we'll wait a couple of days. I'm good. It's not that I wouldn't want to fuck my husband anymore at that point. It's just, you just fucked somebody yesterday. I think I'm going to let that marinate. I'm going to let you take a few showers and we'll get back to that, the normal business.
All right, Kanye.
Energy. I don't need that left. I don't need that.
I just feel like that things happen, and long as somebody can't come and tell me something about you that I don't already know, that we good. Like, that means I can trust you because you tell me things that might even be hurtful to me, but you're letting me know these things ahead of time before somebody else can hurt me with this information.
Right.
Okay, so with a few of you that will co-sign open relationships, two questions I have. One, do you have any health concerns with that?
I mean, there are always rules. Condoms are a must.
Correct. That's where that.
That ain't. I'm just saying that ain't the only.
I'm just saying, like, I know condoms don't go with everything, but there has to be some level of protection. Like, we gotta be working together. Okay. Like, we're not trying to bring something home we can't give back.
Correct, and it's still the same thought process of, like I just said, I don't want to know the certain details about it because I still trust the fact that you're going to make the right decisions about what you're doing. So just because you have the card that you can play whenever you want, you don't play the card every fucking time you have it. That's the point. So you still have to be responsible, just like you would any other time if you were single. The whole point is you still have to respect your partner. You don't lay down with every single person you come across. Make sure you use protection. And you and your partner need to have discussions if something else has gone further than that or you have some type of concern. So that way you can both go together and take care of whatever you need to from that part. So that's where all that communication has got to come in and everybody will be on the same page.
Okay, question two. my question is...
It always seemed like he ended up interviewing us, don't it? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. See, I'm used to it.
I'm stretching over here. I'm like, all right, next question.
Good. Nah, no, because I'm interested in y'all's point of view. Like every time I get around you, I'm definitely interested.
What's up?
So second question is, do you feel as though it breeds or raises the risk of them building emotional ties outside of the relationship that could eventually make them leave altogether?
Absolutely.
It definitely raises the risk.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But that's a risk.
Is it an acceptable risk?
I think that if you're in an open relationship and you feel that it might be going that way, then you need to either end it or have a conversation. Probably the way that it happened with August Alsina. They had a conversation and was like, he gotta go because he getting too attached.
Correct.
And this is not gonna work out.
Correct. And then that's where Sweetie was saying there's also rules.
Yeah.
You have that discussion with your partner. What are your rules?
Rules mean doing like, things that are okay, too intimate you're gonna go with somebody.
Correct. So if you're going to go and have sex with a person, you need to make sure that it's safe just as that. You don't need to communicate on a regular basis. You don't need to touch up. And how are you doing?
Somebody you're working with that you're going to see every day and spend most of your time with.
Exactly. There's certain things you just don't do to avoid getting in that type of situation. Now, like he was also saying, not everybody's perfect, and you may come across somebody else that you have that connection with. And then that's when you need to bring that to your partner's attention immediately, because then you need to discuss why that person was able to connect with you on that level based off what you already have with your partner. You'd be surprised where you can go with situations as long as you're really straightforward and honest. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't like to be honest because the individual that they're speaking to doesn't know how to take that information in and actually make logic and process it. So that way that person themselves and the partner can really work into something that can have a proper resolution. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, I'm not that mature. I'm good on that open relationship. I mean, y'all can have it.
Some people are okay with sharing and some people are not. That's you look for somebody who's looking for the same thing you're looking for. If you're not willing to share your partner, then you can't expect your partner to be able to share you either. You need to be in a monogamous relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not.
Then go cheat on her or him with somebody else and think that you're the same as somebody who is in an open relationship. You're not.
Right.
Open relationships are not for me.
And that's fine.
But to answer the question that were posed. I was just answering the questions, but open relationships for me are a no-go. That's not something that I can mentally handle.
Right. But at least you're honest about that and you know what you want and what you don't want.
Right.
You know,
I don't want to end up in jail.
And I can see that. From looking at your face, I can see the need for an attorney. So,
but she know we got a couple on lock. I got you, boo. And I got your bail money ready if it comes down to it.
Now, for me, the only reason why I'm open to the idea, it's not something that I search for, but I'm open to it only because I know how sexual I am. And I'm realistic. To me, monogamy is not realistic. I'm just being honest. We all are attracted to someone, something. There's something about someone that makes you attracted to them, and you want to connect on that level with that individual, whether you call it just having sex or a connection of energy, however. But for me, I know how I am, so I would want to make sure that my partner is also or has the ability to explore that. Now, if that's something that they're not into, then yes, it probably may be something that may not work for me necessarily. But most of the time, it's a situation where I attract people that are kind of like in the same mindset that works. Now, I have been that I was monogamous and I could do it. Did it apply a lot of pressure? Fuck yes. And I don't like the pressure. So even if I don't choose to use my hall pass, I just like to know that I have one. So if I do decide to be like, you know, I really, really want to explore this individual, then I can do so. But other than that,
What about one person with 12 personalities?
Still the same person's body, though.
And it sounds crazy.
Okay, one person, 12 personalities, and a plastic surgeon on retainer or something. Oh no! Let me ask you. No, I'm playing with you.
Wait! No. The funny thing is, Marcus, I know someone with multiple personalities, and each personality is so distinct that even though they're in the same body, when a different personality comes out, you don't even see the original person anymore. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. And their posture changes.
They're a completely different person.
Mannerisms are different and all of that. So, yeah. No, it's definitely real. But I had another question, too. Like, this topic is interesting for me because, like, you know, and I understand the feedback on why, like, you know what I'm saying, just being... having
psychology a high background is really kicking in right now. Go ahead, sir.
Huh?
Your psychology background is
man, my bad, yo. You're supposed to be doing entertainment.
What's your question? I think this is entertainment.
It's just interesting to me, like, you know what I'm saying? And I get that you're saying that, you know, it's sexually based, you guys want to, you know, explore the variations, you know, sexually and things like that. So that's why I just had some questions on just how do you manage it, because sex can lead to a connection on other levels that may be a threat to the initial. Like, if you have an initial base that's it's open, but it's still like a really great connection with somebody that you may see the long term with, you know, I just saw some risk factors that I just wanted to, you know, check up on to see how you guys were kind of mitigating that. But
so I feel like this, right? Options can ruin a situation, right? So the fact, and that forbidden fruit factor, people love the forbidden fruit. So if you give a pass to that fruit, like, all right, you can have that fruit whenever you feel like it. You might not want it as much. It's not gonna boggle your mind about it, like, oh my God, what would happen if I really fucked him? You know what I mean? Like, you have the opportunity to go ahead and fuck him if you want to. If it's great, then you don't do it again, or try not to do it again, or you do it again a couple times until it fizzles out, you know. But if it's bad, then that takes it out your mind altogether. Like, oh, I'm glad I won't go there again. You know what I mean? Like you erase your mind of something that might have boggled your mind for years. Like somebody you work with, you thinking, oh my God, he's so sexy, he's so nice, and he's a great listener. Like you listing all these things about him. Mm-hmm. If you would have just went and fucked him the first time, you wouldn't even have all of those things in your head about it.
I appreciate that. Last question.
You shouldn't fuck somebody at work because you see them every day for a long time of the day, and that's when feelings come into play and all that. But anyway.
Good or bad. Good or bad.
Yeah. I don't do that either. I don't do that either. No, but there's definitely some validity to that. You know what I'm saying? I think there was a study before. You know how, like, as a teenager, you really want to have liquor. Like, you wait till, you know, some people don't wait, but some people, you know, you wait for that drinking age. You want to get your drinks, you want to drink and things like that. Traditionally, right? So they had, I think somewhere in Europe, they have it where there is no real, like, you can drink wine as, like, a kid. And then because they're so used to it, there's, like, a lot less, you know, DUIs and, like, everything is, like, real low over there, you know, as opposed to here where they're really, you know, really strict about it. And so there's no allure to drinking in those countries. So, yeah. Now right, exactly. So I get that. I definitely get that.
That's the same as in overseas, the pregnancy rate in teenagers isn't as high as it is over here.
Yeah,
but sex is normalized over there.
Sex is normal over there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hide it. It's not something that's treated as a bad thing, or you can't talk about it. Over there, you can automatically see women on TV, you know, rubbing on their breasts for soap. It's made normal. It's not a situation where, like they said, taboo, and, you know, they can have any type of questions over there. So it's things like that that will definitely make a difference as far as the rate, and, you know, how high risks.
So for the open relationship gang, last question. Have you guys encountered the jealousy factor? And I'm talking about with you personally or with your partner. Have you ever seen that creep up in the situation? Because if it's a free pass either way, and y'all can do whatever y'all doing, have you ever been in a situation where you felt a rise in being jealous of that when it's kind of embedded in the relationship? Not, you know, anyway, as is, like,
the male became very jealous, and I didn't even do nothing.
That was gonna be one of my questions. Yeah, it's like the dude is down for
when he was already jealous. So that me doing stuff, that shit wasn't a thing.
But yeah, it's like I think when people talk open relationships, they're always thinking about the man being the one to have that additional, you know, relationship or situations or whatever. But men, I don't think men can really handle that.
No,
I really don't.
I was in an open relationship and that was not an issue at all. Mm-hmm. He wasn't jealous. I wasn't jealous.
Okay.
We knew what each other was doing. We didn't know specific people or specific details, but we knew what was going on. And neither one of us had that jealousy factor.
Mm-hmm.
And we were long distance.
That might have helped.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it might have not it might have not happened as often if we lived in the same city. But it worked out fine for us. That was totally not the reason that we broke up at all.
I think distance helps in the sense that, you know, just in a guy's mind, he don't have to worry about going to the damn Whole Foods and seeing somebody you were just having sex with, like, last night or something. Just the proximity, you know what I'm saying? And then people know people see, just having that in your face or being, you know, 6 degrees of separation in some senses can be, for somebody who's not necessarily able to handle it long-term, it could be an issue. But
I also feel like
if you got state lines, it could be manageable.
But I feel like if y'all all living in the same city and y'all in an open relationship, like, when are you really going to have a whole lot of time to break off and do something else?
You find time to do what you want.
I know. I agree. But it's like, that time is very scarce. It's not something that can happen very often if you are, like, close-knit in your relationship like that.
But if you're the close-knit, why are you necessarily needing or wanting to do that? Not, you know what I mean? It's not saying that your relationship isn't close-knit, so it's open. But to your point, I feel like it's not really about a time thing. It's really about if that's something you want to do. You see somebody and you meet them, you have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah. I agree.
Because unless you're married, you don't live together. Well, you may not live together. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like...
a lot of people move in together.
Girl.
Without the ring. I don't get it. But whatever.
Especially not now, huh?
No. Not even in this two-bedroom apartment. You cannot rent out the other room, no thanks. But anyway.
Yeah, you serious about your space. I respect that, too. You know what I'm saying?
I love my space. For real. Even my dog get on my nerves sometimes.
Girl.
Break up with him. Kick him out.
I can't break up with my dog.
It's like kids that never grow up.
You know exactly what I mean, cutie.
Got one right here in my face. Like,
any last points, guys?
I would say
he should have kept his fucking mouth shut. Sorry.
He needs to keep his mouth shut. And he just was not mature enough to handle that situation. He should not have ever embarked on that.
He needs to go find somebody his own age.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And his own stature.
For some therapy.
Yeah.
Agreed. I don't think he's about that open relationship life.
No, I think he was about it. He just didn't know that he was an extra leg.
Yeah.
He didn't know he thought he was one of the main players.
He thought he was it. Like, he thought, well, first
president. Yeah. He thought he was part of a poly relationship. He thought he made it. Like, I am the other one. I really think that he was okay with that. Because he's much younger. He ain't got to be with the kids. You know what I mean? She don't want no more kids. Got more money. He got his own money. Come on now. It's just a bunch of pretty motherfuckers having sex with each other. And he thought he was living the best life. And unfortunately, he was an extra leg. So yeah. They cut him.
He was disposable.
He was. And poor baby didn't know that. So I feel for you, sir. So if you ever happen to listen to the show, I am more than willing to take over. I mean, I'm just saying. I may be able to go ahead and give you that extra attention, and I will not release you. Trust me.
Even with that hair.
Even with that hair.
Okay.
Y'all matching the hue and yep. All that.
Yep.
Oh, look good you together. Listen.
Yeah. Pussy that line and platinum and drip some diamonds on his ass. He better not.
And you're going to have him, you're going to be trembling on Breakfast Club in a month. Figure his life out. I don't know. I don't know what happened to me.
I done came across this other lady. She also light-skinned, short with hazel eyes. I'm afraid she cut the soul out of me. I don't know what to do, y'all. I'm just saying.
She put some voodoo on me, Angela. It's voodoo. I believe.
All right, y'all. Tell us about your podcast, please.
Huh?
I was like, who?
No, your turn.
So it's called Drink Till We're Married Podcast. We are on iTunes. We also have a website. It's drinktillwearemarried.com. It's me and my co-host CK Dub, and it's about relationships, and we drink a lot.
They do, and they be coming up with some really good recipes. I've tried a couple.
All right.
All right, Mr. Marcus, you want to tell us about your platform?
Absolutely. My platform is called Happiness Decoded 101. The website is www.patreon.com/happinessdecoded101. My platform is a therapeutic media platform. So with uploads in the realm of psychology, in the realm of life purpose, in the realm of romantic relationships, friendships, family, also physical health. So all the components of happiness. So if you're going through anything, if your dating life's messed up, you know, your mental health needs to upgrade, just check the website out. And I do a nightly show called We Need to Talk. It's dating and relationship therapy live. So just follow me on IG at happinessdecoded101 and you can tune in.
And I tune in almost every night and it has been very helpful for me. So thank you for your time.
I appreciate that. Yeah, right. You one of them day one, so I definitely appreciate the support.
Word. I've shared some stories on there that I have not shared on this platform, but maybe one day.
Six drinks.
She holding out on us.
Now I see the way the conversation flow, you know. But definitely check us out on all social media platforms at 3Sweet Talkers. Check us out at our website, www.3SweetTalkers.com. We are on Anchor. We are on the Culture Radio. And pretty much everywhere else you can find podcasts. Check out our sponsor, Bedroom Candy by Vanessa, www.bkparties.com/8059. Holla at us. Sweet Talk.